Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Pereira Hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Atavia Shanklin.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And can you confirm Atavia's phone number?
816-558-2373.
Okay, perfect. Atavia, can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Depot Pereira Hotline?
Yes.
Of course. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with this? Any signatures?
Yes, I did. He sent me over to you.
Oh, okay, okay. So that was the transfer agent. Do you know if you signed up with another legal agency, another law firm?
No, I have not.
Okay. Okay, no worries. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Great. If you don't mind me asking, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depot Pereira for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yeah. And again, I am so sorry to hear. Do you know if it was meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Yeah. Do you know when you were diagnosed with that?
August 26th of 2018.
Okay. So I have August 26th of 2018. And do you know how you were diagnosed? Was it a CT scan or an MRI?
It was a... Which one? Let me think. Let me make sure. I think it was just a CT scan.
Okay. Okay, a CT scan. Okay, and what was your date of birth?
10/29/1985.
Okay, 10/29/1985, you said?
I'm sorry?
You said 10/29/1985?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Perfect. And Atavia, do you know anyone else who was diagnosed with anything after using Depot Pereira as well? Anyone that was affected?
No, not at the moment. I don't know anyone else, not right off the top of my brain that I can think of.
Okay, no worries. That is really good to hear. Do you know, Atavia, if you used Depot Pereira, the name brand, or was it another generic version?
It definitely was the name brand.
Okay, okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost 4 years I had used it, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. When did you start taking it?
In April of 2014.
Okay, April 2014, and you stopped around 2018, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when I started getting the because of the complications just now.
I see, I see. And again, I am so sorry. Atavia, do you mind confirming your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Perfect. And then I have your first name spelled A-T-A-V-I-A. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then last name was spelled S-H-A-N-K-L-I-N.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Did you have a middle name?
Shamir, S-H-E-M-E-R.
Okay, let's see. S-H-E-M-E-R, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. And what about your social?
511-90-7203.
Okay, again, I have 511-90-7203.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. Now, the Gmail, it was transferred by the person that we just spoke to. It looks like it's just firstname.lastname@gmail.com. Is that the best one?
Yes.
Okay. And 816-558-2373. Is this the best phone number as well?
Yes.
Perfect. What about the best address?
2901 East 61st Street, Kansas City, Missouri, 64130.
Okay, perfect. You said that was in Kansas City?
Missouri, yes.
Okay. So I got 2901 East 61st Street, Kansas City, Missouri, 64130. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And was this a house or was there an apartment number?
This is a house.
Okay, perfect. And what about the doctor that diagnosed you? Do you remember their name, Atavia?
Give me one second to think of it. Because there were a couple of doctors I had to deal with. So which one was the one that I got the diagnosis from? Give me one second. Let me think of her name. His name. His name was Dr. Brian D. Milligan.
Okay, let's see here. You said Brian Milligan?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I did see Brian David Milligan. It looks like he's out there in Kansas City. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And how about the place where you were diagnosed? Was it a hospital or a clinic?
It was a hospital, St. Luke's.
St. Luke's Hospital. Was this in Kansas City as well?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, I see it's on Warnall Road. Is that the one?
It's 40, yes, the 4401 Warnell Road,
Yes,
Kansas,
perfect,
Missouri
perfect.
City.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, and before you were ever diagnosed with the meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any sort of cancer?
No.
Okay, well, that's really good to hear. And do you have the medical records?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. If you were asked to provide them, would you be able to do that through mail or electronically?
Either or.
Okay, sounds great. And then we do require an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period, Octavia. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes, you can contact my mom.
Okay, sounds good. And what's your mom's first and last name?
A1 Joyce Shanklin.
Okay. Perfect. And what was the phone number?
816
816.
937-5977.
Perfect. And then it does ask for an email address for her. Do you know it or do you just want me to put yours?
Yeah, you could just use mine. I don't have hers.
Okay, no worries. Same goes for her address. Do you want me to put yours?
Yes, please.
Okay. Of course. Perfect. Now, what I am going to do is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
I'm sorry.
Are
I'm
you?
so sorry. My head is hurting.
No worries, no worries. Again, I was just asking, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I've done that before.
Okay, perfect. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to pull those medical records, get that case started for you. Do you prefer this being sent to your email or your text messages?
You can send it to my email.
Okay. I'll do it to your email. So if you haven't already, you can put me on speaker, open up your email. I just do want to verify information first before I send it out. Stop me if anything sounds incorrect, okay? I have your first name spelled Atavia, middle name Shemer, last name Shanklin, Shanklin. I then have your address is 2901 East 61st Street, and that's in Kansas City, Missouri. And then I have your zip code 64130. I have,
Okay.
let's see here. Your date of birth is 10/29 of 85, and then your social is 511-907203. Is all that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's see here. Okay, so I did just send that out. Let me know when you do receive that. It should say my name, which is Carolina Hernandez. And then if you have any issue signing, let me know and I'll stay on the line, okay?
All righty. Alrighty, I'm signing now.
Perfect. I'll let you know when I do receive that on my end. Okay, perfect. I did just see that come in on my end here, Tavia. Now, what I am going to do here shortly is I'm going to send you a text message. It should be popping up shortly. This text message is going to be from my direct line. So if you have any questions, any concerns, feel free to reach out on there and I'd be more than happy to get back to you. Besides that, once this paperwork gets to the attorneys and it gets into their system, they're going to reach out, just verify some information that we went over today. And then, like I said, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you again for your time, and Tavia, I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.